Now, if you're watching this video, odds are you know who Billy Carson is. He's been on the Joe Rogan Experience. He's been on Matt Bell's podcast. He's been on Danny Jones' podcast. He's been on all kinds of podcasts. He's got over 1 million subscribers, and he talks about Atlantis, lost civilizations, ancient high technology, Anunnaki, the Bible. He's got all kinds of different ideas, and basically, at the end of the day, he's got kind of a new agey spiritual idea that, you know, humanity is going to evolve spiritually into this next step, and it's going to stop a lot of our problems. And anyway, he was recently in a debate with a guy named Wes Huff, and Wes could be called basically a Christian apologist, right? He's a linguist. He's a smart guy. He's not just making crap up. He's definitely a Christian. And boy, oh boy, did he take Billy to task. And the reaction's worth discussing, as is the way that this debate was handled. There's actually a lot of things to discuss here. But the very first thing we're going to do is listen to a little music. Hi, my name's Dan, and welcome to Dedunking. Now, I'm not going to get too crazy into the details of the debate because I'm really not wanting to discuss all the biblical stuff. That's really outside of the scope of what I talk about here on the channel. But what basically happened was that these were two guys that had opposing ideas that went on to talk together with a third guy who was, you know, somewhat of a moderator, not exactly, but he was the supposedly neutral third party. And as Billy and Wes discussed their different positions, it became pretty clear pretty quickly that Billy did not know what he was talking about. And this is stuff he'd been saying a lot, like been saying it for well over a year all over the internet. So it was pretty bad for him. And one of the things was he said that Jesus wasn't crucified. And his evidence for this is in a certain version, one of the texts of the Bible, one version of the Bible he claimed doesn't include that. But it did include that, and Wes was quick to point that out, but not quick to point that out. And that's one of the first things that's really worth discussing as far as the tactical side of it, is that Wes was very smart in the way that he was debunking something, okay? He wasn't attacking an idea, he was debunking. And as someone who was debunking something, he just asked his opponent, "Hey, man, what's your position?" And he let Billy say, "Hey, man, this is what I think. It's this text right here, and that's the one that it is." And he's like, "Oh, well, actually, that text doesn't say what you just claimed it did." And then Billy was like, "Oh, well, actually, maybe it was this other text." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, that one's a forgery." But so he would let Billy hang his hat on a position before he would kick the leg out from under it, and he would ask him these questions and let him talk. He didn't get aggressive. He didn't attack. He just was like, "Okay, what do you think, bud?" And then after Billy would say what he had to say, he'd be like, "Oh." And it worked amazingly. He only had to do this a couple, three times, and it showed very much to the point that the reaction that Mr. Carson had is, we'll talk about that in a minute, but it was amazing. A reason that he was able to be so effective while letting Billy do a lot of talking was that Wesley was working right in his field of study. Just like I might go grab a video game or maybe a book off of my shelf right here, Wesley could turn around and grab a manuscript off his shelf that is fairly obscure and break it out and say, "I can point to it right here." This is something that he does. This is, like, he goes to school for it, and or has gone to school for it and all that jazz. Like, he's a professional linguist and all that stuff. He is also a Christian apologist, which, if Billy was better at debating or more prepared or however you want to look at it, that would have been an angle that he could have really worked at, because it's clear. I mean, there's a couple of times that like Wes would assert that, like, there is like a biblical historical, this is the way that it is. And it's like, dude, this is the Bible. It can be interpreted 1,001 different ways. Theology, Wes's position is reliant on theology. And a theological position is always subject to interpretation, which means it's always open to being argued against, which means you can't really claim this is the way the Bible is. You can say, this is the way I believe the Bible is. And a lot of people do that, including Billy Carson. But The thing is that Billy was so unprepared that he didn't even know like the facts that he'd been saying for a long time were wrong, and that was kind of a big deal for the man. And again, like Wes was able to capitalize on that. All he had to do was be like, hey, tell me what you think. Oh, really? That's all crap, and here's why. And was able to do it very succinctly in a manner that he's gained over 100,000 subscribers in like a week or something like that because this is just blown up in the Christian community, okay? The Christian apologist community love this guy. Now, while the reaction from the Christian community has been pretty positive, and like I say, Wes has gained like over 100,000 subscribers here in just a few minutes, Mr. Carson, he wasn't so happy. He actually showed up at the moderator dude's door that night at like 2 a.m. and like wanting the footage. Hey, man, you can't be putting that out into the public. Let's not ruin me here. And since that didn't work, he's sued the guy, the moderator dude, the producer, and Wes, the guy who debated him. So like he's just suing everybody. He's like, ah, we'll just and he went on a 3-hour live stream that he since privated because he looked like such an idiot in it that his own following was just destroying him. He lost a bunch of subscribers, I guess. I didn't check Social Blade or anything. I do know that the Christian community is jumping all over him. There's probably 100 videos about him from like the last 4 days, and they're pretty much all people just saying, man, oh man, did he screw up here? And he did. I mean, the reality of it is, I've talked about Billy before, okay? He's not just wrong. He's one of the dishonest guys, okay? He says things that are clearly false. Like, I covered him in a short a while back, and since I'm not a Christian, I wasn't talking about the Christian stuff. I'm saying that for the Christians that are watching this because I assume this is going to bleed over into their turf. But I'm a Pyramidian. I'm an Atlantis hunter. So I'm looking at it. But and I did grow up Christian. I grew up very, very Christian. So like when he's like, oh, the people who are tasked with carrying the ark, the Bible says that they wore specialized clothes, including rubber gloves and boots. And I'm like, wait a minute, those are the Levites. And no, the Levites did not wear, there was no rubber boots or gloves in the Bible. And how do you not know what the Levites are, you bonehead? Come on, if you're supposed to be such a, and you see that lack of knowledge in the debate, which is really hilarious. I'm not using clips of the debate because I expect Billy might just go crazy here because he filed a lawsuit against all those guys, right? And in his 3-hour video, he admits that the whole point of it was just to make them lose money, which means he's going to lose the lawsuit. There's a term for that called SLAP. I forget. It's an acronym. It's sexually lampooning a person for I think that's probably the wrong way of thinking of the acronym, but anyway, it has something to do with suing somebody and just expecting to make them bleed money and not actually win. But Billy took his freaking video down because he was, horribly mocked by his own audience, and he looked really, really bad because he made excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. Oh, I wasn't feeling that good. I was just in the hospital and just about died 2 days before. And I didn't know it was going to be a debate, and I didn't understand any of this. And it was just one excuse after the other. And instead of just saying, dude, I've been going around for a very long time saying there's stuff in the Bible and in other versions of the Bible that are not, that are not. So, but the thing is that he knows. Okay, he might not have been lying this whole time. He might have just read somebody else's stuff, but I get the impression that's not the case. Like in the debate at one point, he's asked if he's read I forget which books, but they're like old school texts that have to do with like Anunnaki type of crap, right? And he's like, oh yeah. And Wes is like, well, could you tell me what they say? And Bill's like, oh, well, yeah, check it out. It's like, and he goes down the whole Zachariah Sitchin version of the whole Anunnaki stuff, right? And that's fine if that's what he believes, but that's not what the texts say. That's an interpretation of the texts, right? And so it's like, it just kind of showed me that it's like he had it felt to me like he didn't actually read the text, that he'd read other people's versions of the text, which is fine, except for he goes around portraying himself as like some great, what was one of the things he says, that he's like one of the like foremost biblical scholars on the planet or some such crap. I mean, he holds himself in very high regard, presents himself in very high regard, and doesn't know like really rudimentary stuff, really basic stuff. And it's kind of insane. And it was pretty funny seeing him just get ripped apart like this. But the reaction from him, where he's taken down his own video complaining about it, because it shows that he's knee-jerked, okay? He has not thought any of this through. He's gone into panic mode. He's like putting out a fire. He shows up at dude's door at 2 a.m. He files a lawsuit and then goes and makes a live stream that is nothing but 3 hours of him ranting and just all kinds of insanity, and then takes it down. I'll put a link or two down below for people that have responded to bits of it, so that when it was still around, so there is pieces you can still see. And it's nuts, man. The stuff that you see, he's bragging about how he's, I know billionaires. I can just call him right now. And he's like, you know, when this video came out, I was just like, I woke up in my theater, in my movie theater. And he says, oh, just a bunch of stuff. I'm not a regular dude. I don't work 9 to 5. I'm not, and they calls those people stupid. People that work 9 to 5, people are just regular people are stupid. It's like, dude, it's just so funny. It just looks so bad. It's so full of himself, so clearly emotional, and just dumping it all out there. It was pretty hilarious. But the Christian community is really having a field day with this, and you know they should have a field day with this, because this guy has been going around and saying some pretty big lies. But the thing that to me that's hilarious about this is that we've been saying the same kind of thing in the Atlantis hunting community for a while, but it's almost like it doesn't matter over here. He's to me, the people that believe in Billy Carson are people that don't know biblical stuff, that don't know ancient texts very well. He's able to misrepresent these things because the people are, this is their first exposure to it, right? And this is where, you know, this is where I'll take issue with the way that guys like Graham Hancock are treated, because look at Billy here. He knows he's full of crap, and he spreads that stuff anyway and tries to defend it when he gets called out on it. When Graham does not deliberately spread falsehoods, when he does find out that something that he said is inaccurate, he changes it and says, you know, I was wrong. I've found out since, blah. Egg on my face. And that's, you know, he might be slower to accept the new information than you would like, and his standards of evidence might be different than yours or mine, but Graham is honest about it, whereas Billy is not. And so this is one of the things that I think is a huge, huge difference here, and it is kind of hilarious seeing the Christian community deal with it, because they tend to try to be nice about things, and Wes was very polite in the debate, for example, but boy, oh boy, some of these guys are just like, he's a liar! And I'm like, yeah, you know what, buddy? You're kind of a man after my own heart right there. Call him a fucking liar. It feels a little better. And of course, that brings me to the reason that you knew I was making this whole thing. Like I said, the Atlantis hunting community, we already pretty much know that Billy Carson's not exactly a font of wisdom, all right? If you are a believer in like ancient high technology and stuff, it doesn't take very long to look into his claims. For example, he says that the Ark of the Covenant has the same dimensions as the sarcophagus in the King's Chamber of the Great Pyramid. That's false. And he says that because it's like in his mind, it's like a capacitor that fits in there and stuff. And that's false. Now, anybody can look that up and see that that's not the truth. But he doesn't care. He just says it. So our community, you know, he tends to be one of the people that if you're just doing this stuff for fun, you might follow the guy and listen to him. But if you're like digging into this stuff and you're like, is what I'm looking into here the truth, or is this just a bunch of crap? Billy Carson going to be one of the first people that you're going to be like, okay, this dude's full of crap. So the thing that is funny about this is watching this debate is like, in a lot of ways, the handling of it is almost the opposite of the Graham Hancock Flint Dibble debate on Joe Rogan, in the regards that the pseudoscientist is the one that was just clearly full of crap in this case. But with Graham Hancock, it was the other way around. Flint was the one that was all aggressive. He wasn't asking questions and then trying to say, well, what about? No. Flint was just like, I'm going to establish the narrative and I'm going to establish control about this. I'm going to debunk points that I know you're not. Graham doesn't believe in ancient metallurgy, but I'm going to debunk it anyway. That right off the bat is, it shows that he wasn't debunking an idea or a concept. He was attacking a narrative, and he was attacking that narrative by establishing his own narrative and just like, this is going to be my turf now. It's a very different tactic, and one that is one that clearly has worse results at the end of the day, now, wouldn't you say? Flint didn't stick to his field of study, but Wes did. Wes was able to be very succinct and very to the point and not step out of bounds. When Billy was trying to duck, dodge, hide, and weasel his way out of some of the things, much like Flint did in the debate when pressed on issues of, like, accusing Graham of unsavory things associated with 1800s ideologies, when Flint tried to pull all that kind of crap, when Flint was mentioned, was pressed on that by Graham, he reacted much the same way that Billy did when he was proven wrong on this stuff. He's like, oh, okay, let's talk about this other thing over here. What do you say? Well, should we talk about that? It was kind of funny that way. But anyway, Flint didn't stick to his field of study. So he was like trying to establish, like I said, all this turf. This is mine right off the bat. And he pretty much like kind of gish galloped at the beginning, right? Here's a point, here's a point, here's a point, here's a point. And none of those points are things that he's an expert in. There's all these graphs and all these pictures and stuff, and none of this is stuff that he's an expert in. So it's kind of the exact opposite of what we see with somebody who did an actual job of debunking somebody instead of just attacking an idea in a manner that really isn't entirely intellectually honest. Well, I could harp on about that all day, but if you're watching this video and it's not your first time here, you probably heard me say that sort of thing before. If not, there's be a little video thumbnail thingamajob type of stuff over there, and you can hear me discuss the archaeologists that are basically playing the same kind of game that our boy here Billy Carson is, where just being a little bit fast and loose with the facts, and by a little bit, I mean way, and then claiming to be an authority in that, and then when people call them out on it, he hasn't tried to sue anybody yet, knock on wood, but he has threatened to report people for all kinds of things, and yeah, anyway, so you can check that out if you'd like. I want to thank everybody for watching. One quick thing I want to mention is I have got some big video, not big videos, but I've got a video that I'm working on right now that's got quite a bit of research that's going into it, and it was supposed to be the one that I uploaded today, but my son wanted to go skiing, and I took him skiing, and I didn't go skiing, but my leg hurts. Those of you who've watched a lot, I get arthritis in my knee and driving up and down the mountain. Well, I ended up with arthritis in my knee, so I ended up not getting a good night's sleep and not feeling the best Dan in the world. So anyway, I'm not making that video. I'm making this one. But that video will be out soon, so it's coming, I promise. Anyway, I thank you all very much for watching. Have a great day, and we will see you soon.